Track 14, Rebounding and Rebuilding. On the last track, we discussed talking to clients if the illness is not progressing as planned. This included a description of the Take the Opposite Track technique. On this track, we will discuss rebounding and rebuilding. The first step to recovery after remission is to reconcile with the idea of being healthy again. Cancer and the fight for recovery really never end. Along with the battle scars, clients generally gain a new perspective on life. Tabitha, age 48, had gone into remission from her cancer. Tabitha asked, "What does that mean?" I stated, "It means that you will carry your new perspective along for a few years into the future. It means you will have some additional considerations and challenges, as well as the joys of overcoming them." First, would you agree that it is productive for clients like Tabitha to reconcile themselves to the idea of being healthy again? Tabitha stated, "I feel like I've been under a microscope for the last 2 years, and now it's over." Like Tabitha, your client may actually experience a type of separation anxiety from the medical world, especially from the treatment staff, who clients often feel took such good care of them. Also, aches and pains start to be measured by different standards for patients in remission. Tabitha stated, "I don't want to feel like a hypochondriac and call the doctor every time I sniffle." How might you have responded to Tabitha? I stated, "Then you must move forward. Some of my clients noticed that one of the things that was damaged was their sense of mental and physical confidence, whether at work, at play, or on dates. After battling cancer, it will take time to regain the will and desire to compete again in worldly matters. But soon you'll rediscover that spirit, whether it's feeling good on a date or achieving new heights of physical fitness. In fact, many clients find it helpful to set physical goals, including running marathons, and are eventually able to meet them." Think of your Tabitha. What goal-setting strategies might benefit your client? For younger clients, having children becomes an issue regarding recovery. This is another area where medical technology has strengthened. Combined with time, technology can allow the recovered cancer patient to regain their capacity to reproduce. Would you agree that time can indeed be one of the most productive healers regarding recovery? Clients' mental edge generally returns to full strength, though not as fast as they sometimes hope. As time passed, Tabitha was able to gain more and more perspective on the cancer recovery experience. Certain advantages also became apparent to her. Tabitha stated, "I feel as if I have a better understanding of what in life is valuable. I'm better at prioritizing my time to focus on the more meaningful activities, and I devote more time to the ones I love and who love me. I guess when you look at it like that, I'm blessed with more self-knowledge and better decision-making skills." As you can see, for Tabitha, the battle wasn't just to stay even. She got better. Think of your Tabitha. How might your client cope with recovery? Could hearing this track be of assistance? On this track, we have discussed rebounding and rebuilding. Question 14. What is the first step towards recovery after remission? This CD set has covered such topics as dealing with discovery, awfulizing, how to beat cancer, taking charge, reforming negative emotions, hope, making plans for the future, breaking the news, hospital strategies, if the illness is not progressing, and rebounding and rebuilding. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include interventions for helping children cope with cancer in their family, coping with cancer, interventions for the family, treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, living with secrets, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic in the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.